Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
I did a story the other day about the guy who put the deposit down on the Corvette. Corvette got built somewhere down the road. They called him up, said, come get your Corvette. And they tried to tack an extra $10,000 onto the purchase price, despite the fact he had a signed purchase agreement in place. At least that's what we think. So the question becomes, that document you sign, what does it do for you? Is it a binding agreement? Is it a contract? Or is it an agreement to sell a car later? Or are terms open, as they say? In other words, there's still some stuff to be discussed. And this comes up from time to time, especially in the automobile world, because it's often the case that a car gets launched, dealers are allowed to take orders for the car, and then later on people realize, wait a second, we could have gotten more for that car. So dealerships try tacking on more money. And it causes a lot of bad will. And you wouldn't think this is unsettled law, considering they've been selling cars now for, a couple decades. Doug sent me a story from carscoops.com. General Motors tells Australian Corvette reservation holders their deposits do not guarantee them a car. So this is a step further. We're not even locking in the price. We're not even locking in a car. Carscoops.com. Dan Mialascu wrote, bad news for C8 Corvette reservation holders in Australia and New Zealand, as General Motors has told them the deposits they've paid to Holden dealers do not guarantee them a car. Mind you, this does not mean that would-be Aussie owners of the mid-engine sports cars will lose their deposits. In a bulletin issued to reservation holders, the newly founded General Motors Specialty Vehicles said that all Holden dealers were now being asked to refund these deposits while the company finalizes its ordering process. So apparently General Motors is saying that they've got some problem with the process. They need to redo it. So if you put money down in a car, they'll give it back to you. And they're going to try to figure this out later. The trouble stems from General Motors' closure of Holden, whose dealer network no longer exists. And for my American viewers, a lot of these car companies assume different names in different places. And in Australia, for years, General Motors was Holden. So Holden apparently no longer exists, at least their dealer network. Chances are the problem will not be solved until GMSV appoints the dealers which will form its network. Holden dealers have been taking deposits for the new Corvette ever since it was revealed in the United States in mid-2019, despite the fact that GM is yet to announce the final pricing for Australia. And so that does seem odd. But the weird part is that a contract could still be binding, missing a term. If the term could be said as something that could be filled in later. So in other words, I could enter a contract with you. Let's suppose you're a farmer. And I say, I want to buy your entire crop of corn next year, the entire crop. And you say, I'm not sure what the price would be. And I say, I don't care. And you say, I'm not sure how much I'm going to make. I say, I don't care. I'm going to buy every single bushel of corn you make next year that you raise. And I will pay you the market rate, whatever the market rate is determined to be on August 1st of next year. And I'll take 100% of your output. We could sign a contract on those terms, and those terms would be binding. And the court would simply say, what was the term on August 1st? How much corn did you make? You owe it all to him at that price. Absolutely binding. No question. So a car dealer could sign a contract with you, or you with them, and vice versa, that says, I will buy the car from you at MSRP on this date. And that would be binding. The problem appears to be that the parties here, one of them might not have authority or have had authority to sign contracts on behalf of selling automobiles. So if the Holden dealers didn't have that authority, then these aren't binding contracts. That's a problem. So Holden dealers have been taking deposits for the new Corvette ever since it was revealed in mid-2019. And that's despite the fact they have not announced the price. Now, the Corvette is tipped to start in Australia from $130,000 Australian dollars, which is about $93,000 US. The problem is that some dealers who have taken money may not become part of GMSV's network, and as a result, won't be in a position to fulfill orders. They've been selling cars they ain't going to get. So GMSV said in the bulletin, which Motoring saw, we understand that some customers may have already placed deposits with Holden dealers. Unfortunately, deposits will not guarantee your purchase of a Corvette when they arrive towards the end of next year, and we recommend that all dealers refund these deposits while we finalize the ordering process. So if you gave your money to a Holden dealer, signed a contract to buy a car, you can go get your money back, start over again, or you can leave your money with that Holden dealer and hope they become part of the GM dealership chain. It's possible. Question then is, will they honor the contract? They might not. Besides forming a dealer network, GMSV will also have to figure out a way to ensure a fair distribution of vehicles. That's because only 250 to 300 Corvette CH will be available in Australia when the model debuts there in late 2021. Wow, you guys have got to wait a long time. Late 2021. Besides Australia, the Corvette will be sold in other right-hand drive markets, including New Zealand, Japan, India, the UK, and South Africa. A right-hand drive Corvette. I know if you're used to driving on that side of the car, I guess you're okay. There actually was at least one Dodge Daytona that was in Australia that was right-hand drive. I've seen photographs of it. And that was obviously a very, very unusual thing. But getting back to the Corvettes in Australia, it's very, very strange. But car dealers are an interesting animal because they obviously want to sell cars. That's what car dealers do. Car dealers are an entity with a one-track mind. Sell cars, sell cars, sell cars. And so they're actually out there selling cars that they can't sell because they've got no basis to be able to say they're going to have them to sell. Think about that. So a Holden dealer is signing people up and taking money from people, and GM is saying, we're not even going to necessarily give these guys cars to sell. And by the way, how many deposits is one dealer going to take? Because if they're only allotting 250 or 300 cars to the entire country, how many Holden dealers were there? How many GM dealers are there going to be? You know, so it might be that each dealer gets one car or two cars, three cars. I have a sneaky feeling that this car got oversold, and it got oversold by dealers who had no right to be selling it, which is even crazier. So the funny thing is the way this is couched, it makes GM sound like they're the bad people. And it says GM tells Aussie Corvette reservation holders their deposits do not guarantee them a car. The headline actually ought to say, dealers in Australia taking deposits for cars they have no right to sell. That would be a little more accurate to what's going on here. But it's strange. You know, I've actually got a few viewers in Australia that I know about. I also do a regular feature where I'm a guest on Road Ramblings with Chris Goodsell, syndicated radio program in Australia. And I talk about the American car market on his show. And the interesting thing is that there have been some oddities with General Motors in the last couple decades, and I have to stretch it back their ways. But we all remember that GM and Chrysler both went bankrupt. And when General Motors went bankrupt, they basically pulled the plug on the old entity and said that entity is no more. And they created a new entity. And there was a little bit of game playing with the names, but they wound up coming out after the dust settled on the other end as General Motors. But there was a time when it was obviously old GM and new GM. And so this reminds me a little bit of that, where it's possible the Holden dealers thought they were going to get to sell these cars. But the question is, were they ever told specifically, yes, you can, and yes, you should start taking orders? Because I would assume that when there are only 250 to 300 of the cars to be sold in the entire country, that the allotment of those cars would be extremely important to understand. And so, you know, here in Michigan, I know of two car dealers that sell a lot of Corvettes. I can name 50 Chevy dealers, okay? I mean, Chevy dealers are a dime a dozen. Can't swing a dead cow without hitting three. But when it comes to the hot Corvette dealers, there's a couple. They're the ones who sell a ton of Corvettes. So if it came to who gets Corvettes in Michigan, I would suspect that most Chevy dealers could get one or two, but the ones that handle a lot of them are the ones who are going to get more than one or two. And so if you were the Holden dealer in Australia and you know they're only going to ship 300 cars down there to sell, how many do you think you get to sell before you're told you don't get to sell any? So that's the problem. The carscoops.com ran the story. Dan Mihalascu wrote it. Doug passed it along to me, but their headline, GM tells Aussie Corvette reservation holders their deposits do not guarantee them a car. My alternate headline would have been, Holden dealers taking deposits for cars they may never have. So there you go. Questions or comments, put them below. Otherwise, I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. I've got to check out a new book, Conquering Procrastination. You can take your time reading it first, if you like, after I make the final payment sometime next year.